Am I the jerk? Let's find out. Maybe you are.
Thank you, Matt. Am I the jerk? 1310@gmail.com is where you can send those scenarios, questions, whatever it is. And we will present those to you. I can give you a follow-up. Remember last week we talked about the guy that was watching the guy fail at backing up the trailer.
Yes, yes.
Repeatedly fail, and he did not offer to help. Well, this is from Nick. He says, I agree the dude was not a jerk, but it is awesome entertainment to go to a boat ramp on Memorial Day, July 4th, and Labor Day to watch the marriages implode while trying to launch, retrieve their boats. I've offered and helped numerous people, but it can really be funny.
Yes.
It's always funny on internet video. Always cracks me up.
So it's the parallel parking thing where you'll see somebody who tries to parallel park and they can't figure it out. And after like three or four attempts, they just pull out and drive and try to find somewhere else.
You've been spying on me? I'm a lot better now. As a matter of fact, the last time couple weeks ago, we went out. The only spot available was on the street to parallel park, and I knocked it out the first try. And my wife had to look over and say, look at you. And I felt like a proud kid. I was like,
yeah, you deserve
thank
something.
You.
Yeah.
Yes.
Standing home, something.
She did yell beautiful because it was a beautiful job of parallel parking. So I say that now, and then the next time I have to do it, I'll be the one driving off because I'll give up after maybe three attempts.
That's probably fair.
So just sideswipe the curbs.
I wouldn't attempt a parallel park right now. Like, really? I have backup camera and everything. I wouldn't even attempt it.
I'm out of that phase. I'm out of that scary phase because I was right there with you.
I
would not even try it.
Just not
but
even
now,
deal with it.
I welcome the challenge now.
Okay.
Welcome it. So next, well, you know my issues with parking anyway.
We do.
Yep. We've witnessed it.
We've been in your vehicle.
Matt has way more room than I do, but I'm sitting right behind him. Travis can't get out.
No, it's cool. It's cool.
As crooked as
you're a real jerk.
I will say it is impressive how crooked you can be and yet
it's
still be
in the
between
right?
the lines.
That is a talent of mine that I will cherish forever. Yeah.
And I respect that's my parking strategy as well. As long as I'm in the lines on both sides.
And it's not even just one time. I did it like every single day.
Yeah.
Sure did.
I was not straight, but in the lines.
Matt just flowing out of the car.
It's cool. Well, I did ask if I needed to adapt and adjust, but you guys know
what was I going
to
say?
Yes, please do. You're not going to hurt my feelings if I need to straighten up.
Well, I don't know.
You're being a jerk for not telling me.
I was listening to your music on the way over there, and I thought you might beat me up.
Okay, you know what? Matter of fact, we do have a music bit tomorrow at this very time that will challenge. We'll talk about that a little bit later.
Okay.
Let's get to Am I the Jerk? All right. Hey, guys.
Yes.
That sounds like Baldy.
Hey, dude.
It's not Baldy, though. I was blessed to be able to grow a handlebar mustache, thick and with natural curled ends.
Nice.
I even occasionally get compliments from both women and men.
I bet.
My wife doesn't like kissing me because of it. Mm. She wants me to shave it.
No.
I refuse. Am I the jerk?
Man, there's a lot of thoughts that popped into my mind here.
As a guy that is stuck into one beard style because of the lady, you're not being a jerk. If you made the move and you have it, and it might even be a thing where you need to, the mustache needs to predate lady, but if you have it and you're getting away with it, even if she doesn't like it, ride that out until it goes away, because at some point you're gonna be stuck into one style.
It depends on if she's just like, look, I don't like kissing you, but if she still will, then I get that. But if it becomes, this isn't happening until that goes away, then immediately you got to take it off.
Is it worth sacrificing the loving to have a cool-ass mustache? Like, we are a bearded program.
For a while, I think so,
I was just thinking
yes.
about that. I was looking. Tipsheet is the only one that's all clean-faced. Can you grow a beard, Tipsheet? Have you even tried?
Yeah, it's not happening.
He's got a little something going
on. But it's not like full or anything. You know,
it's the only thing you can't do, huh?
Pretty much. It's out of my control. That's why
I still don't have. I would love to have a handlebar mustache. I would love to have a big, thick brewer's beard, but I just can't. And if I try to grow it much more than this, it looks really shaggy, homeless.
Yeah, mine gets uneven. Like, one side grows a little bit thicker than the other, so it looks lopsided.
I mean, maybe you can tell her, hey, grab on. It's handles. You can use it.
You're the Tyler of facial hair.
Let me tell you. Yeah, that's the only gold medal I win in the Invasion Olympics. is that that's why I tell my wife every time, okay, you don't like a particular style, I'll shave it. And she's like, no, I don't want you clean shaven.
Yeah.
It'll grow back.
Yeah.
Immediately. With a vengeance.
You used to have yours a little bit longer too, didn't you? Like, it, not like down to your chest or anything, but you had it pretty thick down there.
There was one time where I went 11 months without cutting it.
Man.
And it was a James Harden.
Hell see, yeah. I would it like to big. Do that. I would love to have that, but I just don't think it's going to work. I will say there's another thought here where, and I don't know her situation, but if she's not taking care of what she needs to take care of, you can be like, well, I don't like that hair either.
Sumptive.
That's what she's got a mustache too?
Oh, a little thing, you know. Whatever.
What are you pointing at?
You know what I'm pointing at.
Well, tell
us.
You
think you have to sacrifice one or the other? Hey.
Yeah, I think so, because I understand, because I've been told that too, where one time I let my beard get a little crazy, and finally she was like, you can't do that. Like, I can't stand kissing you. Like, you got to do something about this. So I had to trim it down, and I get that. So maybe if that's her situation, you'd be like, look, you got to, you want me to take care of this, you got to do something about that. But then again, if she already has, then.
Tit for tat.
Yeah.
A little bit.
In a sense.
Something else, right.
Yeah.
Right.
So to speak.
So to speak indeed. Yeah, my wife threatens me because I always say, I kind of want to see what I look like with my hair growing out. Like, I know it's going to be Ron Washington, George Jefferson like. I know that.
Nice. You got to do this.
But.
We got to figure out a way.
I want to see how it's going to look. But my wife says, when you fall asleep, I will cut it and shave it.
She's a night barber.
It's not happening.
A night barber.
It's not happening at all. It's the only thing she will police on my body is the top of my head.
I think everything's negotiable. So if it gets to a point where she really doesn't like it, then you got to negotiate some things out of this. Like, look, I love having the handlebar, but I'm willing to get rid of it if you're willing to do this.
You remember okay, boy, you don't do that all the time. No. There's no way.
It works sometimes.
Maybe that's the trick, is he's always negotiating. That way, eventually, she will just cave, because if it'll just shut him up right now.
Because the kid who dressed up as Ron Washington that time for Halloween, when you remember that?
Yeah, he had the belly and everything.
Yeah, like, I could do that.
Well, we want you to do it.
Okay. Like, for Halloween, I could be George Jefferson. I can have a suit.
That's the way baseball
moves. It'll just be my hair.
How long does it take to get the hair?
I don't know.
Okay, let's do it. Start now, because
what's the longest you've ever gone without a haircut?
We're 10 weeks from Halloween.
No, I don't
There's
think
no
get,
way.
It wouldn't get that.
There's no way.
I'd have to.
So?
No, no.
Okay.
Because he is still a balding man. So
because this is about, when I'm trying to think of when I last shaved my head. Maybe a week. This is a week. It's worth
all right,
growth.
So times 10. It'll be all right. Try it.
But there are places that we're going to have to go.
That's fine.
To where I can't wear a hat and I'll be out, and that's not happening.
That's part of
it's
the whole
for
thing.
The show that
right
that
content dude.
Everything
don't you care about the show
I do right. I care about the show a lot, and I love you guys a lot.
That's all that matters,
but I kind of love her a little bit more.
Well, she'll still be
beautiful.
If you can talk her into it, I'll do it.
All right, I'll see.
So
what
it's on
do.
You it's on all of you to have some sort
all
of
right,
intervention.
And then you can tell me, like, I'll do my hair however you would like me to.
Yeah, same. In unison, you can choose our next
haircut. Well, let's just go reverse. I'll grow it. You guys shave it. And I don't mean just like a one
Dude,
or a
like
zero.
A
I mean a
I'm
razor.
I'm toying with the idea as is, so don't
okay,
give me a
reason.
Threaten
me with a good time.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, because at home, that would not go well at all for me. Like, she would hate that. And I will look like a... You think I'm weird looking now.
You'd have to keep the beard if you shaved your head. If you shaved your head and didn't have a beard, oh boy.
I'll get arrested within an hour just from presumption of serial killer. I'm serious.
I'll probably give you about an hour and a half. Maybe not an hour. But yeah. Okay, this one is from a long time ago. But let's check this out. Here's the scenario. Fall of 2001 after 9/11. I was traveling home after working all week in California. Had to take flights from Santa Barbara to LA to Boston, and was running tight on time. Yeah. They really didn't have their post 9/11 process smoothed out yet. And missing a flight was a real possibility. I had been standing in line about 30 minutes, and I know this is going to be near and dear to Matt's heart. Standing in line about 30 minutes when a man walked up and joined two others in front of me. I suggested to him that he go to the end of the line, and he countered that he was traveling with his friends, and it was just common courtesy to allow him to join them in line. I then suggested they were free to all go to the end of the line so they could visit while they waited. Wes is asking, was he the jerk in that scenario? I know you are a stickler.
I am,
about
but
lines.
In that situation, if you're traveling as a party, because what if they were married and it's a husband and a wife, and you see
you go stand in line while I take care of this business. This I don't think then, anyone has a problem with that.
And but if it's just a one group guy, of dudes, right? Now if it's one person holding line, and here comes this group of 10, oh, we're traveling with him. No, then y'all gotta all go back. But if it's one joining multiple people that are already there, I actually don't have a problem with that.
Totally that depends on how long the line is too, right? Like if it's 5, 6, 7 people behind you and now 2 or 3 people walk up to join their group and now you've also got 5, 6 people ahead of them.
Right.
Now I've just like doubled my line wait time.
Yeah, you can't be doing that.
And you're clearly trying to cut your time in line.
And it could be where you, again, hey man, that makes sense to me. But how about I replace you ahead of your group and you can replace where I was standing?
Right. It's just one. Right. If that's the case, then it's a couple in front and we'll be fine. You'll be with your friends. You can visit and all that. Like I probably wouldn't have the stones to say it. I'll just seethe on the inside.
Maybe breathe real loud.
Yeah. What? So passive aggressive. But that's me. I'm not going to say anything. And then I'll just, you know, complain to whoever else is going to listen to me complain about it.
No, that's happened a couple of times. And it, like, it might have been with my brothers somewhere, and one of us went to the bathroom, and the other two of us got in the line. And so when they came back out, the line had already built back up behind us, and he just joined us. But he was sitting with us, and we're going to the same place. So something like that doesn't really bother me as much as the egregious, oh, I'm not affiliated with anyone. I'm just going to cut in front of the line and see if anybody says anything.
Because if someone cuts in front of or with me and they're saying I'm traveling with him, I kind of look, I don't know you.
The only place
get
that
back
would
in line. What?
I go, you can travel with me for as I rub my money hand together.
The only place that would really bother me is at like a fast casual restaurant where it's now going to increase my wait time for the food as well.
That's always annoying.
And like, oh, now I'm looking at like 15 more minutes just because these two dorks decided to jump up in line.
Ah, we just need etiquette. We need to start teaching etiquette.
Line rules.
In schools. You know where I'm going with that.
Yeah, we do.
Heck yeah.
That's right. More etiquette.
When I'm mayor of Duncanville, we would change the curriculum. And we'll all be the teachers.
Be kind.
How great is that?
Some of us bald, some of us not.
That's right.
More kindness.
Please.
Just kind conversation.